poet sister, Deborah. I didn't thank the others.
I apologize for being late, but there was some big wreck out on the interstate and they had closed down 65.
Whoa.
I had to get off.
That was a pretty bad wreck then.
Go through UNB.
Mm-hmm.
They had closed down that 2 mile section there and the entrance is on, so.
Whoa.
I had to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I apologize for being late.
Well, let's pray for those that may have gotten hurt.
Amen.
Yes.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your wisdom. I thank you for moving by your spirit. So in any family, anybody that got hurt in that wreck, I pray that you'll be with them, help them to recover quickly. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes knowledge will come to your ears so you can pray for them.
Yes.
But I thank the Lord that he put something interesting on my heart. I got to talk about the transfer, our heritage.
Oh, yeah.
Your heritage is our heritage. We got to receive it by faith.
Yes.
When you hear God's word, he's trying to transfer his knowledge to you or his wisdom to you,
yes,
his life to you.
Yes.
That's good.
And we have to believe it and receive it.
Yes.
And we have to keep it. And it's easy. It makes our life a lot better. And anything that he brings to you, you have a choice. You can agree with it,
mm-hmm,
and disagree with it and stay there. A lot of people do that. But they may not know to, you have to embrace it.
Amen.
And hold on to it.
Amen.
And it becomes a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that he gives you to do, you can believe it to the point that it's a part of you. Now, remember when Lucifer made those five statements, how he exalted himself.
Oh, yes.
Isaiah 14, we all know it.
I will.
Yeah, he made
our wills.
He fired himself.
Lord, your way, not my will.
Come on in.
And how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nation?
Yes.
For thou hast said in thine heart.
Yes.
Now he meant this. It was deliberate. It was
mm-hmm.
He still has the same. It's in his heart. He spoke mm-hmm. this from his heart.
Amen.
He said, thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. Which means he was not there yet. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, mm-hmm. so that there were echelons above him. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. And when I was reading about the temple in Ezekiel around chapter 40 or 42, somewhere in there, there's a section that looks toward the north. And this was for a special group of priests. So he wasn't there yet. He said, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. In modern preaching, many preachers, they say Satan was right next to Jesus, but that's not true. There's five transitions he would have had to get to be like God. He said, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. That's where he's going now. So he did all this to be like the Most High God. So God made Adam, mm-hmm. putting him in, Eden was a place where Lucifer used to walk. So God made Adam, then he put him eastward in Eden, a smaller portion of it, the heart of Eden, and made a garden. And Adam was supposed to make the earth look like that garden. And he did this in Lucifer's sight. So Lucifer got upset. He got jealous. But God, he made Adam in his image, in his likeness. And God wants you to live just like him. He wants you to love just like him. Jesus died for us because he loved us so much. He loved the world. He loved us so much that the Lord gave his only begotten son. And the only begotten son loved us so much that he gave his life by his choice. He embraced the Father's will, and he performed the Father's will, gave us life. So now we receive and embrace the life of God, and then we love people just like Jesus loved us. You see the transfer? You see the healing. We can pray for people that are will, and God will do something about it, like that family this morning. You know, think about some of the successes we've had. Remember, I was thinking about the drought just yesterday. And Ray said, we'll put people of faith. Let's believe God to end this drought. and we said, we didn't think it was strange. We said, okay, let's do it. And we did it.
And the reason we had to have so much of it, because we had to end the drought.
Yeah.
It had to be a certain amount of rain before the drought ended.
Yeah. And then Ray was a farmer, and Brother Harden is a farmer too. And he said that the rain came slowly because the ground was too dry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it came, and it kept raining ever since. Mm-hmm. It's been raining ever since.
Because the drought. We said the drought was gone.
It started here.
Because it rains a couple of weeks, don't mean the drought's gone.
It started in this room.
Yes, amen.
We embrace what God has given us, and it's transferred from God to us. Mm-hmm. His word, we receive his word, his written word. If we read it and agree with it, that's good. But if we embrace it and hold on to it,
amen,
it becomes a part of who we are.
Amen.
And that's what has to happen. This is our heritage.
Yes, it is.
Every part of our heritage, we have to believe it and receive it.
Amen.
And when we embrace it, we can keep it forever. This is a forever thing. Whatever you gained in Christ, you can keep it forever. Mm-hmm. And then when you receive it, it's transferred from God to you. And there are some things you have to understand in order to continue to do that. But let's look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. He said, this is, I believe Paul wrote it, but he said, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Mm-hmm. Remember the 10 wise virgins? Mm-hmm. They received, the 5 wise virgins. They received, they had oil in their lamp, and they trimmed their lamp. They didn't waste it. They made sure that they had oil in their lamp because Christ was coming, because the bridegroom was coming. The 5 foolish virgins, they used up all their oil and wasted it. He said, let us therefore give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Now, don't be afraid of letting anything slip. Just decide not to do it. There's no fear in him. You don't have to fear anything. But
in other words, we should meditate on it.
Yeah. Just decide to keep it, everything that God gives you.
Yeah.
Now, my strength is weird, but his strength is perfect.
Yes.
I'm learning, and I've learned some things about his doing things in his strength. And when he taught me that, to do things in his strength, I embraced it. When he helped me love that guy I was about to fight, that was when it started. I saw that my strength was gone, but his strength was present. So in every situation, especially in the hard cases, I look to him. Faith looks to him. Pastor talked about your faith muscles. Just like when he does karate, it's like a reflex. The counter punches and the blocks, they're like a reflex. When things go wrong, and I know it, and the proverb said, don't be afraid of sudden fear. I immediately tune in to God. I tune in to my Father who strengthens me.
Yes.
And I'm quiet until I hear what he has to say. And there have been some times, I told you about it, I won't bother you with that, but I have gotten 3 bad reports right out there in the congregation, right before the end of service. And one of them made me mad. I said, well, I'll do what I do. I calmed down and listened. And I received his word and I obeyed him. And it works. When the things that got, that it was like a reflex. I just did what I was trained to do. This is how we keep the word, so that the word can transfer and we'll keep it. If, as you follow God, you have to believe some things and you have to understand some things. One is, I can make a plan, but I can't make a plan to do God's perfect will of myself. I can do some, men and women can do impressive things, wonderful things, but I know not to try to make a plan that only God should make. And for his ministry is concerned. In other words, in ministry, I wait till God give me an assignment. Because Zechariah made it clear that it's not by might, not nor by power, but by his spirit. Men can build bridges. They can build bridges in the ocean. It looked like it can't work. And they can do it so precise it'll last for centuries. And they know what they're doing. They can build a bridge that can hold up millions of pounds at one time, and the dynamics of it, and not fall, and the water's rushing through it, and it's standing there. Men can do some things. That's powerful. Our knowledge, we're made in the image of God.
Yes.
We have power. But what's the life plan of God to get people saved and healed and set free, that's only supposed to come from the Holy Spirit. So I have to believe that my knowledge is just not enough. I have to believe that by faith, because sometimes it can look that way to anybody. It can look like, you know what, you just go out and do this and it'll work. But when God tells you to do it, or when God gives you something, an assignment, that's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it looks like it don't. And you have to receive that knowledge. And it has to transfer. You have to not only agree with it, but receive it and believe in it and continually act on it. And from doing those things, for years I didn't see what I was expecting. But every time, as he continued to give me the elements and I continued to do it, he gave me more and I continued to do that. Then he opened my eyes and I see what he was doing and why. In order to finish his perfect will, you have to look at him. You have to receive his strength. This is our heritage, and it will usher in much greater. We want a grand revival, a grand outpouring. This is how we're going to have to do it.
David's book.
Yeah.
That's part of it. Fall in love with Jesus and you walk in holiness. That's a big part of it.
Yeah. You have to be able to, one of the elements, like Dave was saying, prayer and forgiveness.
Yes.
You have to be willing to forgive. You have to receive, you know, that's why I started saying I will do all that's in his heart. Whatever I need to do, I don't care what it is, I will do it.
Amen.
I'm preparing myself, preparing my heart to continue to be good ground.
Amen.
And you have to be wholehearted about it. Remember, a half-hearted person can't make a wholehearted choice.
Amen.
And that's another topic. But he, you know, I guess that aside of work right now. Remember when Abraham sent his servant to find the wife of Isaac? And he gave him all the instructions. And then the servant said, well, if the damsel don't want to come back with me, should I go back later? He said, don't ever go back if she don't come with you. Don't ever. And that stayed in the back of my mind for about a year and a half. And I finally asked the Lord why. Always ask the Lord why. I'm so glad I did, because of what he said. And he said, he talked about the Rebecca choice. Rebecca made a choice that ushered her into, she became part of the covenant. And in order, the kind of person that would be part of such an important covenant had to be wholehearted.
Amen.
And that's when the Lord taught me. He said, in order for a person to make a Rebecca choice, they have to be wholehearted.
Amen.
It can't be half-hearted. If she was half-hearted, she would have said, I'll go, and then she would have said, no, I don't think I'll go.
Well, see, Isaac needed that kind of wife, because he wasn't, let me see how I want to describe Isaac. He didn't move out when he had needed to move out in God's choice of, he loved his, I'm going to say suit, because that's what we would say. He loved, you know, he loved his soup more so than wanting to do the will of God. He was making his choice by the flesh almost. I'm going to say it that way. Mm-hmm. But Rebecca, she stood up and said, oh no, this is the way this is supposed to go. Mm-hmm. And whatever I have to do it, I'll do it.
She risked her own life to do it.
She did. She really did.
And everybody who followed Christ, they put their life on the line. And then he pointed out this, all the apostles that the apostles that he chose, except for Judas, they stuck with it. Even when they were challenged the most, they did. They divided like the word said, but they came back. And Peter was wholehearted. He knew that he was going to die to the point he said, well, what about John? Jesus said, if John tarried to stay is alive till I come back, what's it to you? Do you follow me? And he did.
You know what I was wanting to say about Rebecca and Isaac? Rebecca always kind of questioned God about what was going on, even when she was pregnant. And
yeah.
She felt that war going on inside of her. She said, Lord, what is this? This is not normal. And he told her, you got two nations on the inside of you.
Yeah, ain't that so?
And she the way they came out in the flesh was not the way that they were going to be in the spirit. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
When Esau came out as being the oldest, so he's supposed to have gotten double portion.
Yeah.
But God flipped it because he knew that Esau would love the flesh and Jacob loved the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And Rebecca worked with that. It's not that she loved Jacob any more than she...
She stuck with the plan of God.
Esau, she wanted to stay with the plan of God.
Yeah. And she made it. She continually made those choices.
She did.
Because she was wholehearted. And this is why I learned about half-hearted. I said, well, what about Judah? He followed you until he betrayed you. Then he said Judah was half-hearted. He had a love for the world.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to serve two masters, and you can't serve one, and he chose. He betrayed Christ. This is why the lukewarm church, the Lord said, unless they repent, he'll spit them out. The lukewarm people are treacherous. They have a love for God, but they have a love for the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can change just like that at any time. Saul was the king. He tried to javelin David. He couldn't, and then he went and the Lord delivered Saul into David's hand twice. The first time Saul said, you know, he repented and left. But then he did it again. And the second time, you know, he acted like he repented. And David went ahead and waited until he was thoroughly gone. Because lukewarm people are treacherous. And that's why you have to trust the Lord and what he tell you about people. You know, he's going to tell you the truth so you can be aware and not, and you can pray where they, and you can pray for situations where they can't interfere. You can tell Satan, you can't use that person against me ever. And I do it both ways. I say, you can't use me against them.
Amen. Amen. It's good. It can go both ways.
Mm-hmm. You kill it on both ends. You always kill it. The best man in my wedding, he said, Thurston, if you ever get tempted with another woman, don't ever just pray for yourself. Pray for the woman, too.
That's good.
That's
really good.
It works. Pray, always pray. So I took it a step further. I took authority for me if I need to, and I always took authority for the person, too, anytime. Because the enemy, he tried to throw things at you.
Amen.
And I wish there was more teaching. Most people shy away. They don't want to put themselves out there that way, but you have to. You have to fight. This is a warfare.
Amen.
And I meant to stand then, and I'm standing now. Mm-hmm. And I knew that if I ever failed, the enemy would kill me while I was out of bounds. I knew that. But that's not why I fought. I fought because I love God and I love His people.
Amen, brother. Mm-hmm.
Good foundation. You know, even our authority over Satan, that's a bonus.
It's a seal.
That's nothing to brag about. That's mm-hmm. a grace. It's a bonus. We can shut him down in our will. And we can change the weather if we want to. We can do whatever the words say. Anything the two witnesses do in Revelations, we can do it now and have done it. Mm-hmm. We can do whatever is necessary. But the plan of what the Holy Spirit revealed, that's what we have to mix our faith with and receive. And His will, His revealed will becomes part of us. It transfers and it becomes, and it gets in our, if we put it in our heart, then we're an extension of Him. And we have the anointing to do whatever it is. And if we keep it, it will continue to grow. It will always look like it's not working. But you have to remember, you have to keep the transfer. It's a lie, it's a living thing. It's not always visible or noticeable. But the commission.
Why does it look like it's not working sometimes?
The illusions of the world.
Well, yeah, yeah. Men walk by the five senses, and the five senses tell them, that's not working, but faith is saying, yes, it is. Whether I can see it or not, mm-hmm. it's working.
It's working.
It's working in the spiritual world.
Mm-hmm. It's working. It's in the spirit. Also, you've never seen it before. Usually some of the things the Lord put in your heart to do or he'll guide you away. You're working something that you've never seen before. But when the revelation is going to come with it. As long as you're in faith, now I learned this a long time ago. As long as you're in faith, the Lord will clue you in.
Mm-hmm.
Clue you in. He'll give it to you. He's protecting you. Because if He reveals something to you and you rebel against it, that's not good for you. He will clue you in. And you have to work it. You have to stick with it. And it's going to work. It's not by power, not by might, but by His Spirit. This is now other things are fine. You can plan, you can plan what you want to do for a living. You can plan what your career, how long you work it. One of the police officers told me, he said, I was going to shoot for 30 years, but the Holy Spirit told me to go ahead and retire, so I'm going to retire. Now you can make plans, but if the Holy Spirit show you a better option, then choose it. That way your plans won't interfere with what the main things He's doing. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So if you seek that first, your other plans can coincide with it and cooperate with it. But if you're faithful with the essence of His will for your life, great spiritual wealth will be on your
Amen.
Life. People will live, not only survive, but thrive. And I know how it is. I have scratched my head wondering, trying to figure stuff out. I said, Lord, you told me to do this. You keep giving me revelation, but you don't give me nowhere to preach it. They used to bug me. In 1998, I just stopped studying. I got frustrated. I said, I'm learning stuff, but I ain't able to preach it. And I slacked off, but I love God. And Elder May said, he kept on talking about studying the Word. I said, okay, I'm going to study the Word. And then he quit talking about studying the Word. I went back to what I was supposed to be doing. And then the Lord continued with the revelation. Sometimes He'll prepare you ahead of time, years ahead of time. But you need every moment. The silent years, you need, it's not silent. The Lord is always talking and preparing. But the years where there's not much action, you need to be learning what He's giving you. He's preparing. And you have to follow. I had to follow through and stop looking at man and stop looking at what I expected and just do what He expected. Now, looking back on it, I'm glad I received, you have to receive correction. I'm glad I received correction because I had to learn things in sequence in order to do what He gave me to do.
Amen.
I didn't know about the radio broadcast. He prepared you for it. Mm-hmm. And you know, just don't let them slip. This is every healing, salvation, all the gifts of the Spirit, the assignments, this is our heritage. He's preparing us to do what he does.
Yes, amen.
You want a revival? Take it. you want an outpouring? Take it. And use it. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us to go forward in you. I thank you for those that you're deploying in your perfect will. Help us to go forward in you. Help us to break every yoke in our path. And Lord, I pray that you'll bless the men of God, men and women of God that speak today here. Bless them to go forward, be with them.
Amen.
And help us to learn your word through them. And bless Pastor as he goes forward. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I believe in you.
Okay, what do we do when somebody feeds us?